This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
More cars going back to the dealer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota says it's recalling more than 400,000 Prius and other hybrid cars worldwide to fix brake problems. That's after nearly 200 complaints in Japan and the United States about a delay when the brakes in the Prius were pressed under certain conditions. Now, Toyota, of course, has recalled a lot of other cars as well for sudden acceleration. And if you're wondering why so many cars are involved, look no further than this term. A lot of it has to do with commonization. That's when a company uses a single part across several different model lines. Yeah, it saves money when it goes right, but it can cause a lot of problems when it doesn't. Marketplace's Elisa Roth explains.
Commonizing parts can save a lot of money, so manufacturers have been doing more and more of it. And Toyota has always been the master. John Hanke is an auto industry consultant at Planning Perspectives. He says commonization can make the end product cheaper.
Because the auto companies are putting the same part on more vehicles, and so they can get better prices from their suppliers.
They save on R&D costs, and there's no extra cost for setting up production. But when something goes wrong with a part, like Toyota's accelerators, it can end up being a problem for lots of different vehicles. Hanke says it would be too expensive to go back to using multiple different parts and suppliers, but that there are ways car makers can mitigate the potential damage.
One thing they have to continue to do is to be very vigilant on the quality of the products that are coming in to the plant.
And he says car makers need to make sure they're collecting and analyzing data from dealers around the world so they can identify small problems before they get too big. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are higher at the moment, under 0.5%. They went from 0.25% to 0.5%. In Asia, stocks closed mixed today. The Hang Seng gained more than 1%. The Nikkei lost 0.2%. More worries there about high European debt. On Wall Street, stocks lost ground yesterday. Again, the S&P and NASDAQ lost more than 0.5%. The Dow closed below 10,000 for the first time in 3 months at 99.08. That's down more than 100 points. Word of mouth has long been one of the most effective ways for businesses to get their names out. These days, social media websites such as Facebook and Twitter are taking word of mouth to a new level. But as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, a new study finds the buzz generated in social circles isn't worth what it once was.
If someone like you gave you information about a company, would you believe it?
Trust in a person like yourself actually plummeted this year.
That's Richard Edelman, CEO of the Edelman PR Company. 2 years ago, almost half those surveyed said they trusted friends and peers as a source of information about companies. This year, it's down to 27%. Why? Edelman says people may be once bitten, twice shy.
Advice that they got from their friends to invest in some of those companies was sort of dud.
In terms of marketing, Edelman says that a single recommendation is no longer enough to sway jaded consumers.
People have to hear something somewhere between 3 and 5 times from different people in different places in order to believe it now, because we're in a time of skepticism.
Selective skepticism. The same survey showed an increase in our trust of CEOs. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. by MassMutual for 158 years, providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at MassMutual.com. And by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at Vanguard.com.
When you hear the word clunker, chances are you don't think of a police car. The reality, though, is more law enforcement agencies faced with shrinking budgets are having to keep their aging cruisers on the road. From Birmingham, Alabama, reporter Gigi Guban has more.
Patrol cops pretty much spend their entire shift in their cars. They spend so much time that they wear holes through the seats. Their flashlights constantly snag on the door, leaving the weather stripping ragged. Factor in a few high-speed chases, lots of idling, writing out traffic tickets, and you'll get a patrol car that just doesn't drive or look like it used to. But how about this one? This, believe it or not, is Deputy David Bassett's way of finding out. He's with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Bassett guns the engine down a two-lane road.
Drives like a brand new car.
This car, a Ford Crown Victoria, has 194,000 miles on it. But instead of sending it to the scrapyard or auctioning it off, the sheriff's office decided to refurbish it, along with about 100 other cars. Earlier, the car I rode in with Bassett was here at a garage getting the car equivalent of a testosterone shot.
It's got a remanufactured engine and a remanufactured transmission. We got new shocks, front suspension.
Fresh coat of paint, new steering wheel, new seats. All told, the repairs cost less than $15,000. A new patrol car, fully loaded, would have cost about $40,000. Jefferson County Sheriff's Captain Paul Logan says it's a substantial savings.
We expect to easily get another 150,000 miles out of them.
The county recently came close to declaring bankruptcy, and the sheriff's budget for new vehicles? Zero. So Logan, who heads the narcotics unit, suggested using seized drug money to refurbish cars. Fred Wilson is with the National Sheriff's Association. He says tight budgets are forcing police agencies around the country to squeeze more miles out of their fleets.
With today's maintenance techniques, you can take a car a long way and you can still get what you need out of it. But there's always some question as to the structural integrity of the vehicle after a certain amount of years.
But for now, the plan is to ride them as long as they can. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, maybe you own one of those pedometers that counts the number of steps you take. In Japan, a company called HappyNet is marketing a gadget called the Taxi Walker. In addition to counting steps, it calculates how much money you save on cab fares by walking instead. Most popular color is yellow with checkerboard trim. And the attitude, well, that's sold separately. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.